Blog Talk Radio.
Abba Father.
That's right.
Hallelujah, all day.
Annihilating the oppression of the righteous one. They feed us false information, that's miseducation. I'm Genesis, I'm here to resurrect this generation. Wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know. Let's go, wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know. Yeah, we taking back everything they ever stole. No surrender, victory is our goal.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those who don't believe the truth of God Jesus, they don't receive. They set themselves up for the mark the chip system. Didn't want Emmanuel, no, God is not with them. Chasing money, chase God, we sound funny. Replace a dollar with the chip, gon' leave you stuck like dummies. You can't eat by a cell, can't even clock in. Satan didn't want you, know only with Jesus we win. People worship him, we tricked them with the signs of the beast. We offer the gospel to them, but they ain't want their faith increased. Not falling for Satan by taking the mark of the beast. I'm going to heaven with my mama, she already at peace.
Yes. That means it's all really easy.
realize that God loves us so much. If he squeezes you in life, he will also give you a gentle push. So much love he has for us, he sent his own son. Now all we have to do is live for him, because the war, he has already won. Squeeze means trials and tribulations, circumstances and situations. And the same God and Father who owns the nation will also lead us to our own destination.
Yeah. Black Gold Volume 2. The Refinery.
They really are fishermen. Higher plane of living, way past the fitting in. Little trotting, and the word is what they dribble in. Holy scriptures in the lines that they scribble in. Equipped with the power of the kingdom, strongly displaying discipline. Sword sharp because the enemy is pillaging. Well, you ain't scared? But tell me why you tripping in. I know what you thinking, he just on a fantasy ride. That's what I'm relaying. You can't see with the naked eye. But I'm here to report, man, it's realer on the other side. It is the origin where the spirit and the flesh collide. Forming the soul, it's the trunk slap when you on the roll. Getting your mind right, letting the Holy Spirit take control. Never fold, repping Christ daily, living bold. Been out your ear for a minute, while I was in the zone. But here you go, this is more black gold. Pop it in your deck, knock it in your load. Crossing that Jordan just as the prophecy was told. 7-day theory dropping the walls of Jericho. Is it all making sense now? That's why they was lying to you. Hitting you with that voodoo, brainwashing you with that doodle. Man, want you to know that your bloodline is royal. And the actual you is not from the soil. I'm on the boil. That means I'm bubbling with heat. I'm eating good. No more milk. It's double meat. Just keep hunting. You shall find what you seek. How you walking by faith, but you scared to take a leap? A fight with no progress is what you call a struggle. So we fight to gain ground, stabilize my brother if he stumble. Warm with some different type weapons that demolish misconceptions. I am Abraham's seed, working the blessings.
Humankind was one with God in perfect peace. But in this oneness, humankind knew not the existence of God, and so the journey began. Humanity was cast out of that perfect peace in order that the Creator may be known by the created, that they who would be raised to perfection and regain what they have long realized has been lost to themselves may do so only through utter self-abnegation, by dying to all that to the eyes and the reason of the outer world is precious and desirable. Those that dare walk this path are indeed the spiritual mind.
Mic check. Mic check 1212. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up on it. We up at it again. Up on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. So, appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This episode is one of those Bible study episodes where we come together and get into God our Father's Word, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. We hear the word, we do what he tells us. Yes, we hear the word and we do what he tells us. Jesus is the Lord. Father, thank you for giving us another opportunity to come together to worship you, to hear from you, to become doers of what you're telling us to do. Father, have your way in this Bible study. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that gives us the understanding, teaching us and leading us and guiding us into all truth, and even reminding us of what you already done through Jesus for us. So, Father, continue to have your way. Jesus, you are Lord. Get the glory from this broadcast. And again, thank you for these scriptures, Father. Let us be hearers and doers of your word from this day forward, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Again, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in, we in the building. And Jesus, he be the truth. So yeah, these scriptures for this Bible study, part one, Joshua chapter number 9. Joshua chapter number 9. You can go ahead and go there. That's part one, Joshua chapter number 9. Part two will be Ecclesiastes chapter number 11. Ecclesiastes chapter number 11, part two. And part three will be 2 Corinthians chapter number 7. 2 Corinthians chapter number 7 will be part 3. So that's Joshua chapter number 9 for part 1. Ecclesiastes chapter number 11 for part 2. And 2 Corinthians chapter number 7 for part 3. And like I said, you can go ahead and turn to Joshua chapter number 9. And I'll meet you there in a few. Alright? Alright, so we're about to get into it. All right. Also, right quick, Books by Joshua Oasis Grant. Books by Joshua Oasis Grant. First book, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, interactive workbook / study guide, $13.49 paperback version. All right. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, interactive workbook / study guide, $13.49 for the paperback version. All right. Look to Me is the second book. $11.49 for the paperback version. Look to Me. $11.49 for the paperback version. All right. Ebook versions are also available. You can get those quicker and cheaper. To purchase, just Google Joshua Oasis Grant. All right. Thank you. To give to this ministry, we do accept to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at hotmail.com on PayPal. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at hotmail.com on paypal.com. Thank you. Cheer, forgive us. All right. We ready. We ready. So Joshua chapter number 9. Let's go ahead and kick off part number 1 for this Teaching Tuesdays Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. Joshua chapter number 9. right, Joshua chapter number 9. Joshua chapter number 9, verse 1 says, "And it came to pass, when all the kings who were on this side of the Jordan, in the hills and in the lowland and in all the coasts of the great sea toward Lebanon, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, they heard about it." So that's six different squads over there, right? Verse 2, Joshua chapter number 9. Verse 2 says, "That they gathered together to fight with Joshua and Israel with one accord." So they united with Joshua and Israel with one accord. Verse 3 says, "But when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they worked craftily and went and pretended to be ambassadors. And they took old sacks on their donkeys, old wineskins, torn and mended." So six squads joined together with Joshua and Israel. So don't be surprised when, you know, people come and join in with you. Yeah, join with you. We so used to folks being against this kingdom, but don't be surprised by the folks that God sent to join with you, all right? But do watch these other ones. Verse 4, "They work craftily, and the ones that's pretending to be ambassadors, watch those. Okay, don't get them mixed up. So Joshua chapter number 9, verse 4, "They worked craftily and went and pretended to be ambassadors, and they took old sacks and their donkeys, old wineskins, torn and mended." So they pretended. And these are verse 3, "The inhabitants of Gibeon." All right. Verse 5 says, "Old and patched sandals on their feet." So they acting real good. They acting. "And old garments on themselves." They pretending. "And all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy." Remember, they pretended now. Verse 6 says, "And they went to Joshua to the camp at Gilgal and said to him and the men and to the men of Israel, 'We have come from a far country. Now, therefore, make a covenant with us.'" Pretending. Now they want the real people to make a covenant with them. Let's see how this is going to end. Verse 7 says, "Then the men of Israel said to the Hivites, 'Perhaps you dwell among us, so how can we make a covenant with you?'" Verse 8 says, "But they said to Joshua, 'We are your servants.' And Joshua said to them, 'Who are you? And where do you come from?'" I'm like, "We are your servants. Who are you? And where do you come from? I don't know you, Lord." Verse 9 says, "So they said to him, 'From a very far country, your servants have come because of the name of the Lord your God. For we have heard of his fame and all that he did in Egypt.'" Verse 10, "And all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites who are beyond the Jordan, to Sihon, king of Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, who was at Ashtaroth." Verse 11 says, "Therefore, our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spoke to us, saying, 'Take provisions with you for the journey and go to meet them and say to them, We are your servants now. Therefore, make a covenant with us.'" And remember, they're pretending. So they're lying. Lying jokers, boy, I tell you. Beware of the imposters. Yeah, stay with the truth. Real recognize real, right? Remember? The truth, recognize the truth. Recognizing lies, too, and call them out, too. So we're in Joshua chapter number 9. Verse 12 says, "This bread of ours we took hot." They lying now. They put the old moldy bread in their own purpose. Now look at these liars. Joshua chapter 9, verse 12. This bread of ours we took hot for our provision, for our provision from our houses on the day we departed to come to you. But now look, it is dry and moldy. Yeah, verse 13 said, yeah, that's why we have to use discernment. That's why God gives us discernment. Let's see. Let's keep reading. Verse 13 says, and these wineskins which we filled were new. And see, they are torn. And these our garments, our clothes, and our sandals, our shoes, have become old because of the very long journey. They are lying, pretending. What that was, verse 3 and 4. They're pretending. They're lying to the people of God. Verse 14 says, then the men of Israel took some of their provision, but they did not ask counsel of the Lord. See there? They took some of their provisions, but they did not ask counsel of the Lord. That's why you have to stay acknowledging God always. In all of your ways, you won't go wrong. He'll lead you and guide you. Yeah, he'll protect you from those that's trying to be crafty against you, and they won't outwit you, because God is with you. Then the men of Israel took some of their provisions, took some of theirs, but they did not ask counsel of the Lord. Uh-oh. Verse 15 says, so Joshua made peace with them and made a covenant with them to let them live, and the rulers of the congregation swore to them. Verse 16 says, and it happened at the end of 3 days, after they had made a covenant with them, that they heard that they were their neighbors who dwelt near them, acting like they came from a far journey. But they right next to them, they're their neighbors, man. Wow. Verse 17 says, then the children of Israel journeyed and came to their cities on the third day. Now their cities were Gibeon, Chephariah, Beeroth, and Kirjath-Jearim. Verse 18, Joshua chapter 9, verse 18 says, but the children of Israel did not attack them, because the rulers of the congregation had sworn to them by the Lord God of Israel. And all the congregation complained against the rulers. Now remember in verse 14, what was, hold on, it said they didn't ask covenant, that's what it was, made a covenant with them, but they didn't ask counsel of the Lord in verse 14, Joshua chapter 9. So now the children of Israel are starting to complain. Let's read verse 18 again. Joshua chapter number 9, verse 18. But the children of Israel did not attack them, because the rulers of the congregation had sworn to them, they made a covenant with them, by the Lord God of Israel. And all the congregation complained against the rulers. Complained against the rulers. Verse 19 says, then all the rulers said to all the congregation, we have sworn to them by the Lord God of Israel. Now, therefore, we may not touch them. But they tricked you, though. So let's go see what happened. Verse 20, Joshua chapter 9. This we will do to them. We will let them live, lest wrath be upon us because of the oath which we swore to them, keeping their word. But they were deceived, though. They was tricked. They was pretending. So let's keep reading. Joshua chapter 9, verse 21 says, and the rulers said to them, let them live, and let them be woodcutters and water carriers for all the congregation, as the rulers had promised them. Verse 22, Joshua chapter 9 says, then Joshua called for them, and he spoke to them, saying, why have you deceived us? That's what I'm talking about. Why have you deceived us? What you coming over there trying to deceive and trick us for? Why have you deceived us, saying, we are very far from you when you dwell near us? You stay right there. We talking about you came from a far journey. Verse 23. Now, therefore, you are cursed. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. There it is. But that's why I said you got to keep reading. God is the God of justice. So he's going to get justice. He's very fair. And these are God's people that they were coming up there trying to trick and be imposters with. See, God don't play that crap. And he sure ain't in the business of playing that crap these days. especially with weak man, and man in his weak condition, you know, human race, in his weak condition, but yet still got the nerve to think he can fight God. Please. Joshua, chapter number 9, verse 22. Let's read it again. Then Joshua called for them, and he spoke to them, saying, "Why have you deceived us? Why you tricked us? Saying, we are very far from you when you dwell near us." Verse 23. "Now, therefore, you are cursed for tricking us, and none of you shall be freed from being slaves." See how Joshua cursed them, right? He didn't use no cuss words, what we call it. He cursed them for real. "Now, therefore, you are cursed, and none of you shall be freed from being slaves, woodcutters and water carriers for the house of my God." For trickiness, right? Verse 24. "So they answered Joshua and said, because your servants were clearly told that the Lord your God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you, therefore we were very much afraid for our lives because of you and have done this." That's why we did this, because we thought y'all were going to kill us. "Have you repented?" Verse 25, Joshua chapter 9 says, "And now here we are in your hands. Do with us as it seems good and right to do to us." All right, respect that. Verse 26 says, "So he did to them and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, so that they did not kill them. And that day Joshua made them woodcutters, water carriers for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord in the place which he would choose even to this day." So came up there to be imposters and stayed there, ended up being slaves, servants, yeah, slaves, and cursed. Wow. That was verse 23. Joshua put a curse on them. Real stuff. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. God's blessings to you. Yeah, all of you who follow in Jesus. God's blessings to you. And may you continue to keep on following him. Jesus is Lord. And guess what else? Jesus is coming. And guess what else? "Come, Lord Jesus," is what we are replying back to him. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we're coming back, and we're jumping to part number 2, which will be Ecclesiastes chapter number 11. Yeah, everything running pretty smooth there. Up in here, yeah, smooth. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we'll be right back. Appreciate you tuning in. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy, your homie Oasis is on the line.
Peace. Yeah. Black Gold Volume 2. The Refinery. Yeah. And we back at you, man. And I know what you're saying and what you're thinking. We're here to clear all that up. But really, not me. It's the spirit that drives me, that directs my flesh. If I kill it daily. Let's go. Let's get it in if you really want to get it in. Straight warriors, they really are fishermen. Higher plane of living, way past the fitting in. Little trotting, and the word is what they dribble in. Holy scriptures in the lines that they scribble in. Equipped with the power of the kingdom, strongly displaying discipline. Sword sharp because the enemy is pillaging. Well, you ain't scared? Well, tell me why you tripping in. I know what you thinking, he just on a fantasy ride. It's what I'm relaying, you can't see with the naked eye. But I'm here to report, man, it's real on the other side. It is the origin from where the spirit and the flesh collide. Forming the soul, this is trunk slap when you on the road. Getting your mind right, letting the Holy Spirit take control. Never fold, repping Christ daily, living bold. Been out your ear for a minute, while I was in the zone. But here you go, this is more black gold. Pop it in your deck, knock it in your load. Crossing that Jordan just as the prophecy was told. 7-day theory dropping the walls of Jericho. Is it all making sense now? That's why they was lying to you. Hitting you with that voodoo, brainwashing you with that doodle. Man, want you to know that your bloodline is royal, and the actual you is
from the soil. I'm on the boil. That means I'm bubbling with heat. I'm eating good. No more milk. It's double meat. Just keep hunting. You shall find what you seek. How you walking by faith, but you scared to take the lead. A fight with no progress is what you call a struggle. So we fight to gain ground. Stabilize my brother if he stumble. Warm with some different type weapons that demolish misconceptions. I am Abraham's seed, working the blessings.
Bright light, I feel the earth move. I hear the trumpet sound, I see the death pool. I hear the devil screaming, make a battle call. Angels come from heaven to see the dragon fall. To see the chosen ride, claim my holy crown. To fight the holy fight, cause Satan's going down. I'm like the airbender, I stop you in your tracks. I got the Holy Spirit, she got a whack. My God, he walks on water, turns it into wine. Your God, he fits his portion, then loses mine. I serve a living God, the one who gave us life. You serve a stupid label, so put your life on ice. Bright light, I feel the earth move. I hear the trumpet sound, I see the death pool. I hear the devil screaming, make a battle call. Angels come from heaven to see the dragon fall. To see the chosen ride, claim my holy crown. To fight the holy fight, cause Satan's going down. I'm like the airbender, I stop you in your tracks. I got the Holy Spirit, she got a whack. My God, he walks on water, turns it into wine. Your God, he fits his portion, then loses mine. I serve a living God, the one who gave us life. You serve a stupid label, so put your life on ice. Big roadblock. Lord, do you hear me when I call your name? Lord, I know you feel me, cause I bear the pain. It's time to man up. I'm like a strike force. So even if I'm hurt, still I make my choice. I serve the living God. That's how I get my stripes. Still I represent, but not the past life. Not the gangbang, or not the dope sale. Not the streets, but my record sales real well. The homie shoes doing time on a life beat. For a crime that he thought was a sweet lick. He never knew that the lick was some bull. He's facing 99 with a maximum of 20 years. Two, what you doing, man? No good, tell me what's the game plan. Drake, you know I miss you too. Keep your head up, homie, you know how we do.
What? Word got back about them little Marcy Jacks in hell. You know where they be kicking it at?
Your life's so nice, we need a pan for the price, which is sold. You always reap what you sow. Dipping real slow as I'm dipping on fold. 2 gates, 6 pumps, 10 switches dip low. Everywhere I go, I get love. I've been in every homie hood, from the 60s all the way to the dub. As I'm rolling down this yellow brick city road, I bounce, rock, skate, roll, under control. This is God's plan, we just plant the seeds and grow. Started on the west, now we all over the globe. G-Lew, G-Lo, P-Lord, S-I, Superbags, Roblox. Homie, we the show shot. Homie, let the four hop, like we on Crenshaw. Shite up, got the track beating like Grandpa. The marathon continues, homie, that's the motto. G-Lew, G-Lo, the homie, I'll ride or die.
Big Roblox, and the homie G-Lo. Run it down for the big G-O-D. Ride or die. Yeah. Get ready for war.
1964. That's how we doing in this millennium. Ride of God.
Shouts out to the homie, the homies Roadblock and G Lou. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you and much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. And y'all ready for part two? We ready. We ready. So let's get into it then, man. Ecclesiastes chapter number 11. Let's go. Again, we do appreciate everybody tuning in, however you tuned in. We all appreciate it. And hip hop meets the Christ. Ecclesiastes chapter number 11. Starting with verse number 1. And we almost finished with Ecclesiastes. We got one more chapter after this one, so. In Ecclesiastes chapter 11, it goes up to 12 chapters. So next week we'll hear the conclusion of the whole matter of the all is vanity. So let's go see what Ecclesiastes chapter number 11 is talking about. Verse number 1. It says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. That sound like an investment right there. Mm-hmm. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Mm-hmm. Don't be so quick to. What is it? Let's just look at money right quick. Just don't be so quick to spend it all. Yeah, hold some, save some, invest some, right? Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Verse 2 says, give a serving to 7 and also to 8, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. So that's all, both of them dealing with investments. And investing your time. And you know, your love and the people too. If you serve in 7, give enough for 8 too. You don't know the evil that will be on the earth, so you better spread that love. Verse 3 says, if the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. He who observes the wind will not sow. The wind, right? Whoever observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. I'm talking about all off. What you observing the wind for? It's invisible and everything. You can't tell where it comes from or go. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. You don't be regarding the clouds, but the clouds should point you to the one you should regard and be looking at and being off, which is God, the one who made the clouds. And keep them in the, you know, in the air, well, in the sky and moving across the sky. So don't get stuck on the works. But yeah, you can stay on the worker, God, the one who does the works. So verse 5 says, as you do not know what is the way of the wind, I tell you, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, as you do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, So you do not know the works of God who makes everything new. Can't even understand how the bones of a baby grow in the womb of a lady. How the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child. So if you can't understand that, it says, so you do not know the works of God who made everything new, who makes everything. Verse 6 says, in the morning sow your seed, and in the evening do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or rather both alike will be good. So in the morning, take care of your business, sow your seed. And in the evening, do not withhold your hand, still be handling business, because you don't know which will prosper. So be working everything, right? Either this or that, or rather both alike will be good. So you might be working a few things, and that one or that one could work, or all of them could be good. So keep working. You work your faith. Just work your faith. Faith. Oh, my bad. Let me go on over here. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. I make my joyful noise to the Lord. I don't know what, whatever. Good man. Verse 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Truly, the light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. All that is coming is vanity.
Wow.
Yeah, all the increase in everything, yeah. All that's coming in the future, that's vanity. Yeah, only what you do for Christ. That's when life will mean something. Cause look at the next verse. Rejoice, O young man. Rejoice, O young human, in your youth. And let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart. This goes for us too. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. Right? But know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment. The ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. You got to know that for all that, God will bring you into judgment. Yeah, rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart. Rejoice, yeah, and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment. Yeah, you got to know that God watches. While you're out here doing whatever, yeah, God is watching. All right. Ecclesiastes chapter number 11, verse 10 says, therefore, remove sorrow from your heart. Remove sorrow from your heart, all that worry and depression and stress. Remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, too. For childhood and youth are vanity. Yep, childhood and youth are vanity. You're getting older and older every day, every birthday. You celebrate getting older and older. Getting closer and closer to being an adult and growing away from being children. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shout out to you, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That was part two, which was Ecclesiastes chapter number 11. You know what I'm talking about? So appreciate everybody tuning in. We on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. Yeah, the first part we did, Joshua chapter number 9. The second part we just finished, Ecclesiastes chapter 11. So the third part after this praise break, after we get into some music, the third part will be 2 Corinthians, not 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter number 7 is where we'll be at. Appreciate everybody tuning in again. Much love to you. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie Oasis. We'll be right back.
Take my hand, lead the way. God provide as I seek your face. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
ask the Lord to do something in your life. Just trust in Him and He'll make it all.
Can't wait for the day when people won't die no more. Daddy won't say cry no more, lie no more in the street.
Yeah, yeah, mic check 1, 2, 1, 2 was cracking. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Have you tuned in? All right. We ready for the part number 3 for this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter number 7. Let's go there. 2 Corinthians chapter number 7. Part 1, we did Joshua chapter number 9. Part 2, Ecclesiastes chapter number 11. And right now we're going to part number 3, 2 Corinthians chapter number 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, starting with verse number 1. Give you a few more seconds to get there. We're going to 2 Corinthians, not first, but the Corinthians with the 2 in front of it. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 7. All right, 2 Corinthians, chapter number 7, verse 1 says, therefore, having these promises, yeah, the promises of God, yeah, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The promises of God gets us to hoping, right? All right. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. This is, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Yeah, you have to have that desire. Yeah, it has to be in your heart, in your mind. Yeah, you got to want to do this. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Mm-hmm. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God, because you're acknowledging God in all of your ways, right? Verse 2 says, open your hearts to us. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have cheated no one. Mm-hmm. Open your hearts to us. Yeah, we're not the ones that cheated anybody. We didn't corrupt anybody. Look at it. Open your hearts to us. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have cheated no one. Got that integrity. Got that Holy Ghost. Verse 3 says, I do not say this to condemn, for I have said before that you are in our hearts to die together and to live together. Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with comfort. I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulation. I'm joyful. Yeah, joyful in your tribulation. That's right. I like that. Instead of being stressed by a tribulation, be exceedingly joyful. Because you know that God is up to something. So see what God is doing. Don't see the trial and the tribulation. It's there to test you, to give you some benefits. All right? Yeah. Jesus learned obedience, which was the benefit by the things that he suffered. Verse 5, 2 Corinthians chapter number 7. Verse 5 says, for indeed when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. See that? We were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears. Mm-hmm. If you ever feel like them folks be trying to fight you, and then you got to deal with it, your inner self like, hold on, man, why are they doing that? Am I really wrong? And then God be like, no, they ain't fighting against you. They fighting against me. Uh-oh, yes, sir. Got to keep you on track. You know what I'm talking about? That's why you have to stay in the word. You know what I'm talking about? So we are troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts. Inside were fears. Verse 6 says, nevertheless, God who comforts the downcast. There it is. There it is. Nevertheless, God who comforts the downcast comforted us by the coming of Titus. And not only by his coming, but also by the consolation, the gift, the prize, with which he was comforted in you. When he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoiced even more. Earnest desire, mourning, zeal. Verse 8 says, for even if I made you sorry, even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it, for I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while. Make you sorry enough to repent. I mean, it hurt your feelings, but she would have got some repentance up out of you, so hey. Verse 9 says, now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry. See that? I don't rejoice because you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. For godly sorrow produces repentance. Look at that. Godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death. The sorrow of the world produces death. But godly sorrow, the suffering can't compare to the glory. Godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation. So it's going to produce repentance, which God wants with all of us. And then it says it leads to salvation, the born-again process of God. Yeah, God does not want any of us to be separated from him while we're living now. And he sure don't want us to be separated from him for eternity. So receive Jesus today. Verse 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11 says, for observe this thing, observe this very thing, that you sorrowed in a godly manner. What diligence it produced in you. Made you work harder, right? See God even more. What clearing of yourselves. What indignation. What fear. What vehement desire. What zeal. What vindication. In all things you proved yourselves to be clear in this matter. Therefore, although I wrote to you, I did not do it for the sake of him who had done the wrong, nor for the sake of him who suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of God might appear to you. That our care for you in the sight of God might appear to you. Mm-hmm. Verse 13 says, therefore we have been comforted in your comfort. And it says, and we rejoiced exceedingly more for the joy of Titus, because his spirit has been refreshed by you all. Yeah. Refreshing. I want that sour stuff. Give me something refreshing. Verse 14 says, for if in anything I have boasted to him about you, I am not ashamed. But as we spoke all things to you in truth, even so our boasting to Titus was found true, and his affections are greater for you, as he remembers the obedience of you all. The obedience of you all. How with fear and trembling you received him. Therefore I rejoice that I have confidence in you in everything. Yeah, got confidence in you in everything, because you're not only hearing the word of God, but you're hearing it and you're doing it. Mm-hmm. You're applying the word of God to your life, right? And that's where the benefits keep doing it. You are tuned into the Hip Hop Music Show. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Oh, believe it or not, we finish. And we still got about an hour left on the broadcast. So we finish, though. So I'm going to let y'all go early. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to let y'all go early. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, that when hip hop meets the Christ, appreciate you tuning in. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. We'll get at you next time. Your homie Oasis, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all up and through here. Get at you next time, man. Peace.
When they're being persecuted by these Satanists and the sadists, the fact that they preach, and this for the martyrs, thousands of Christians are slaughtered because they committed to Father. This shit of faith is even for what they believe in, but these saints never quit, they go harder. This for the missionaries because it is scary. Some are beaten, some shot in the kill. They know they could end up buried in the cemetery, but they give all they got in the field. And this for the past, the book is the last, the shepherd, the flock, and they live for the master. Live for the master. They're not chasing rewards in this life, they know where to come after. Where to come after. Whoa. I couldn't believe my eyes on the screen. I see Nikes put 21 guys on their knees, and these Christians were beheaded right on the beach. And that's the blood color, the tide in the sea. I broke down and started to cry because we can worship at the service time that we please. And praying up and up our Bibles and read. These father brothers out there dying with free. They're martyred because they won't deny them, but we deny them every time we're silent. We be in the church, but rarely go outside it to preach. Watching them solidify them beneath my behind, the bravery's inspiring me. So from here on out, the lions unleashed. And Lord, before I join the silence, I bleed. Ha! Jesus gave his life for me and he proud. Life for me and he proud. How can I not want these people to know? Want these people to know? Now, see, they're fighting to put a ban on his name so they can throw us in the slammer and chain. But they give the odds, so stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. America's the new Gomorrah, and we have been doing with Sodom there. Millions are murdered in abortions, and we don't do nothing about it, kid. They marry men and girls with girls, if that's something you got a problem with. They'll start to spew all types of hate, and they'll say it's you that's intolerant. They tell us knowledge is obtained in all of our schools and these colleges. But that's where our children are misled. They're taught there's no proof that a God exists. They tell our kids to what you feel, see they got polluting their minds with this. Our hearts are deceitful and they're wicked. It is just foolish to follow it. But enough with it is not enough. They want us to approve of this godlessness. We can agree to disagree, but no, they say choose who you siding with. I'm never scared. The choice is easiest for Yeshua and God. I live. I poked the RC and I was squatting and poop on your baphomet. Cats back and cats shooting twos, popping glass to your house, they will come. To your house, they will come. Rack, tack, 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 boom, 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 pop, pop, pop. That's the sound of the gun. That's the sound of the gun. If ever they run upon me and put brutus in my head and say, my head and say, see now your God, I'm screaming, Christ is blue, hallelujah, I'm free. Jesus gave his life for me and he proud. Life for me and he proud. How can I not want these people to know? Want these people to know? Now, see, they're fighting to put a ban on his name so they can throw us in the slammer and chain. But they give the odds us to stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day.
Jesus Christ is a fullest. It's going down, it's going down. Now first up the battle's mine. Whoever gets his friends about to seize him. He's holy, man, the culture needs him. They can't define life apart from seasons. This opportunity to walk in freedom and exalt the king in his awesome kingdom. The Buddha put her in a parking meter. Many walk in dark days, walk in Egypt. But the people of God who assault the seas and the earth into their churches all
illegitimate, man, by my own words. But he came down from heaven and put his plow to the dirt. I church, I'm saved already, the walk is hard. Fall down, get up with costly scars. Jesus justified Jay, I'm not guilty. And he covers my sins, y'all, I'm so filthy. Gritty, grungy, God still loves me. Righteousness is the bread and I'm so hungry. Lord, give me some, bid me to come. Not my will, but let yours be done. I spit bars for the thugs and the cars and the drunks and the bars and the fakes and the flaws.
I'm here, I'm in it, not of it, don't want it, don't come it. I'm covered by the blood, broken hip, walk with the limp, God governs. Even the rhyme utter the signs of the times coming. Keep seeking lyrics, looking to find someone like surprise. Your back is at the counteract, the counteract that wraps around your mind is squeezed like when pythons attack. Me and my pythons is back. To die, cast the line is tracked with all these MCs reasoned by like Freon or wax. It's free, y'all, no tax. What we came to offer, our splinter of an arsonist, plus plain came with sparks, y'all. Jay Silas is solid for God, plus Todd Bangs with the truth. When this unit makes movement, they go to roof.
Yo, I spit for Jesus, live for Jesus. Roll with a squad of believers, believing God is Jesus. And by his spirit, we stay sharp as creases, darts, and hypodermic needles, injecting the thoughts of Jesus. I walk with Jesus through the streets of Jersey City, praying God is with me, cause they don't walk with Jesus. They walk with heaters and spark the cheaper, quick to expire cats like parking meters. So I bring the noise like PE on my EP, not to be considered hip hop's MVP, but still minister worldwide through mp3.com/BANGZ.
I live and die for the king of the universe. I spit it, dudes, to keep you in tune, cause I don't want you to hurt. Life is worth and nothing is free but death, except the one who gave life its breath. So expect the one who gave life his breath to inspect your steps. But don't be mad if he says, who's next? You can't do it. In order to step to the level of next, you gotta be with the sun, escape the hot of the death. He can put in perspective everything from right to left, top to bottom. If you got him, then you out of debt. Reject and you claim your set. So get prepped, cause this earth is the only heaven that you'll ever get.
I'm not from the old school like Quest Crew, but who would've knew these dumb dudes used to be fools?
this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man. His influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt